So, nice, major, huge storm decided to flare up and then collapse on top of the city I live in, to good old Fort Smith. And the western and north half of the town right now has no power because the storm collapsed. And when a storm collapses, just think loss of air decides, wait, I'm cold and I'm way up here and I can sink. It does. And a lot of wind damage. So that being said, be lucky that I'm here and actually online. And so just an hour late, but here we go.
Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, as we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Eh, thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run, doing stainless steel the entire time, going hard.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm going to go cancel my credit card charges and blur, blur, blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Excuse me one moment, I have something to do. Okay, I've done my business, and, yeah, thank you, type correctly. Your has four letters. Hi, this is Ashalon, State of the Kingdom, and, an hour-long show tonight. So, if you have questions, you best get them in quickly. To player number wrong character. 1005959 to teacher's assistant. Teacher's assistant. There's a space in there. So, or you just go 1005959, and I will answer your questions about the game and stuff like that. And because you know I have so many questions from the delay. Oh God.
I wanged you. If you didn't read the three macros that just got put on there.
Tag asks who won the radio antenna ball giveaway yesterday. Corey did, I believe. Texas Kiwi asks, Ashalon, will I ever earn enough meat for my custom avatar this year? Well, if you crank out the art fairly quickly, yes. Bahu asks, I'm a disco bandit with both cocktail crafting and looting skills. I intend to stay disco bandit for the next few runs. What should I be angling for this run? Well, let's see here. Your passive skills, looting skills, and the other passive disco bandit skill, which of course is looting skills and nimble fingers. Nimble fingers would be good. Overdeveloped sense of self-preservation would be good. Of course, your cocktail crafting may be staying around for your superhuman cocktail crafting, so you can make some really spiffy drinks. Those would be good things to have. That's what you should look for those next couple of things. Tag asks, do you think that there will be a turf war between the pirates, hippies, and frat boys for the empty space on the island? No, there is no war. There's only Zool. Tag asks, can I have $5? I don't know. Can you? Tag finally also asks, what does gameplay focused mean? Well, basically the only really gameplay focused question I've answered so far was Bahu's about the Disco Bandits and skills. But, you know, since this show is pretty much shot to Hades because, you know, I missed an hour of it, I really don't care. Because, you know, I used to talk about all the new, nifty, pretty cool stuff. And, spatulas! One-handed mysticality staves that give spell damage. My prayers have been answered because with this, a person can run a fairly strong mysticality spell-based character and survive. And I'm happy. I am quite happy. I don't know, can you? You know, you don't bite kiwis, you nibble on them. They like it better. Spatulas! Yes, spatulas. Oh, what else? There are some more weapons have come out. Again, the push towards weapons that have differing abilities and give differing elemental damage continues. Get ready for it, guys. When NS13 rolls out, and they're setting up all of the groundwork. When NS13 comes out, you best be ready to fight elementally. Yeah. You're welcome, Kiwi. I'm such a bad man. But yeah, so a lot of more weapons, again, with the elemental aspects, and they're still finding some, even still. And then when the spatulas rolled out, I was just so happy, because I was like, oh my god, finally, yes, mysticality has something that's one-handed and helps spell damage. Add on to the books, add on to the spells, you can now get some fairly huge numbers on spell damage. And I highly approve of this. The level 2 chrome weapons are nice. I've actually not played with the level 2 chrome weapons yet. I am 15 herb brownies away from getting rid of all my herb brownies. Don't need any more. And then I have a hardcore run to do. And then I'm basically playing with toys. I am. I'm like gathering toys and playing with them. And, okay, dude. That's how my mic works. No one else gripes about it, so you can just hush. So yes, some relatively decently new stuff, and life was good. And life is happy. Nothing dramatically, no new areas, no new items beyond the new weapons. Of course, there's probably something that I'm forgetting. And thank you for... I heard, and I was talking with Loth on the phone going, okay, powers went out twice, storm's building, this could get bad, and then it went bad just the wrong direction. I can't go to Dallas. I promise. Now, there is preliminary discussions that we might do a meetup in Oklahoma City. Feared Al and Mac and Cheese and I are kind of talking about things like that. And so I'll probably be able to go to that since I'm kind of helping with it. I can say, no, I can't do this date. We gotta do these like these dates here. So that's my plan. Yeah, Dallas is absolutely a bad day for me. Bad weekend. But I will recheck the calendar again, but later. Because my school calendar is at school. So, no new areas, no new major items, no nerfs. Just lots of new stuff. I'm watching Tiger Woods pwn everybody at the PGA Championship. It's awesome. I'm being buffed. which is nice. You. Alright, let's go back to the questions, because that's like all I got. If I shoot all your students, can Q come to the Dallas meet then? Tuesday show, I'll be eating my last brownie. Thank God. Thank goodness. Let's see here. Mako asked, what is the best starting gear to look for a new Postamancer? The apparel, Pasta Apparel is a nice little weapon you can have. And then you want to look for weapons that will increase your spell damage. And now with these spatulas are also now a nice option to work with early on. You can get them fairly early on. So, that's good. Boy, I could almost start doing stasis now. I have, like, all the spells, but not the patience. Anyway, I had my thought here. You know, your armor, you really kind of deal with what you get, your pants and your hats. Again, things that increase your mysticality, things that increase your moxie will help as well, because really you need to be attacking with your spells, not with your strength on a first-run Postamancer. Work with your spells. So get your moxie up and get your mysticality up. So any item that increases those two stats are good. Any item that increases your spell damage is good as well. That's what you need to look for. Moving on. Red Paw says, how would you play a hardcore Oxy run? Okay, good question. When I did my hardcore Oxy runs, I did a bunch of skills before in just normal hardcores so that I had access to them. And it was things that I've always said through all my shows, your basic ones. Leash Linguini, Empathy of the Noobs, Amphibian Sympathy, Lunging Thrust Smack, Claws of the Otter, Claws of the Walrus, Eye of the Stoat, your passive item and meat drop skills, things like that, either Calony Cocoon or Tongue of the Walrus. And what I did was I did a hardcore run that gave me a weapon that led into what would be useful for me on that hardcore Oxy. So, I started with Steel Clubber, so I did Steel Clubber, so I had a Shillelagh during my hardcore Oxy. And then I banked my turns for stat days. The only exception was when I used 7 turns a day to run Daily Dungeon. And to either I had run it 4 or 5 times, or I got in all 3 keys. Because I was trying to not have to get the wand. And then the other decision then would be if I went back to go for the wand, would be whether or not I got the barbed wire fence or not. Because if I don't get the barbed wire fence, 99% chance that I'm going to get a cow. I mean, it's just karma with me. So, that's kind of the way I am with that one. So, Race, you run it normally. You just don't run turns every day. And it's calm, and it's awesome. Sailor Bowser asks, what's the deal with the cow at the end of your intro? There's a cow in the tower, and I never have the barbed wire fence for it. Speak to Kayleen about the cow. Just ask Kayleen one time. Kayleen, what's your honest thoughts about the cow and hardcore? And duck. Okay? And most people are very much like that about cows and hardcore. Because, you know, fences suck. Lilith asks, would I be cuter as a disco bandit or an accordion thief? Which one's got the ponytails or the pigtails? One of them is that the disco bandit or the accordion thief? Whichever one's got the pigtails. Go with that one. Scony says, can the spatulas be used with normal melee? What does Rigatoni do to this? Let me go pull up a spatula. And let's look at its spatula. Let's look at it exactly here, okay? Nobgoblin Spatula is the one I pulled up. It is a weapon, a one-handed utensil. It is not technically a staff. So it will not affect with Rigatoni, because it's not a staff. Okay. Oh, did you see Oh Gods the Rats art for Kayween and the Badger? It's freaking awesome. Oh my god. So anyway, Rigatoni will not affect Spatulas, I don't think. If they do, then they've done something weird because it doesn't say staff in the description. Pigtails for the wind. Disco Bandit in Lilith. Let's see here. Scony asks, no, that's what I just asked. I have two more questions, guys. This is about to get bad. Freeman asks, is the Jazz Hands effect completely random, or does it have anything that triggers it? It's random. It's a random. So the Bowser asks, there were those new offhand items that boost spell damage for certain elements. There were? Huh. How did I miss those? Apparently I suck. Apparently I completely missed that. Well, cool. That still is pointing out that you have to be able to have elemental damage on attack. Oh, the sporks. Or the foons? What? I just remember the basic spork. Is it a hybrid off of the the basic meat spoon and spork? No. Must be a foon. Oh, it's a foon. Okay. Look at you. No, cookbooks are old. Have you seen the huge spoon? I've so not been paying any attention to, anything with these new items, because I've been kind of in La La Land this week, because it's been professional development. Foon of Fearfulness, offhand item, plus damage to spooky spells, plus mysticality. Dude, sweet! So you have a foon, and then you have your spatula, and you can bone people. Nice. Panda cow. I am forbidden to see that, which is probably good. Sporks and foons have been around for a while. Okay, people. The elemental ones. See. Guys, look, I trust Rickett on this one. The big spoon. Well, I know the huge fork. The huge spoon. Spell damage plus 10. Cool. Yeah. So, anyway, it looks like the weapons that they keep adding. I do not use Wiki. Well, actually, I do use Wiki, just not right now. These new weapons that I'm talking about are consistently saying you have to be able to attack elementally. Just deal with it. That's what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying. What are you talking about, Lode? Oh, the foons. Nope, I am still forbidden. I cannot see that. Wow, I'm out of questions. Half an hour in. This is going to be like a record for the absolute worst show ever. So, guess what? I'm going to play two songs and hopefully we'll have some more. This is Ashlon with a very abbreviated and rambling State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. No. I will not send the song to you because A, you can do a Google search and find it yourself, and B, you were waiting for a reason because you didn't use any semblance of proper spelling. The letter U is not a word. The word U has three letters, Y, an O, and a U. Your has four. Use them all or don't get my respect. Thank you. Have a nice day. Moving on. Next question. See your new foons, Coles. Lode, how valuable is the smashing skill then in the new elemental kingdom? Well, not as important weapon-wise as it was before, unless you need a specific hit for an area, and then you can get the powders. it's still going to be important for food. No questions asked about that. But with now the availability of weapons ready-made, or that you can smith directly, then it's going to be good. But yes, smashing is going to be fairly strong. If you don't have the level 15 food and drink and smashing skills yet, spend a couple runs and get them. Seriously. Sailor Bowser says, my current Disco Bandit perm skills include advanced cocktail crafting, nimble fingers, med looting skills, and overdeveloped sense of self-preservation. What Disco Bandit skills should I make permanent next? Go straight to 15 and get superhuman cocktail crafting. In the long run, it'll help you. Should I forego DB skills this run and possibly make one of the gnomish skills permanent? I was considering torso awareness. Depends on if you want shirts more or if you want to make the superhuman cocktail crafting. That's your choice. And wow, I'm already out of questions. This show has just gone to hell to begin with. Delayed by thunderstorms, plagued by bad spelling, bereft of questions, Ashlon drifts alone in the sea of suckiness. This is pitiful. In fact, about half of the women removed from the foreground as we're blocking out KMD. Oh, jeez. You guys are pitiful. Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful. Wow, yeah, I got nothing to talk about. If you do have questions, you can send them to Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. Otherwise, I got absolutely nothing to talk about, because, you know, I've just been doing mad trophy skills, also known as eating, choking down her brownies, and then going to do a nice hardcore run for Golden Meat Stack, and then I have no more trophies to do. So people need to find more trophies. Or tattoos or something. Because otherwise, I'm about to get bored with this game. Because I have nothing else to collect. Except stars. Hossmore, any opinions about the new apparent variants and monsters that has shown up? I'm not sure what variants you're talking about there, Hossmore. Give me more details here. And I'll be able to give you a intelligent answer. Instead of the rambling that I'm currently doing right now, which, as I've been told, is quite entertaining by all, but, you know, some people listen to this show because they actually want to learn something from me, and for those people, I'm sorry that you have to learn something from me, because, you know, I'm oh so knowledgeable about everything in this game, because I suck, and I know nothing about anything in this game, so Ricket. Scary. Nico says, finished my first Seal Clipper Ascension. I'm almost day level 6 in day 1 right now. Go me. Hardcore. Not bad. If you catch it right on the right moon, on the right dates, and you have something carrying over from before, level 6 is almost, for the fast runners, almost a mandatory goal. Variants and monsters relating to hit points, attack, and defense values. You guys are going to hate this, but I see this as how they're dealing with the super strategies, a synergy and stasis. They're going to make these monsters not have exactly what you expect them to. And so it'll be a little bit harder for you to adjust your skill sets to those. And, you know, it makes it a little bit more interesting. You know, now you might catch a monster and have an easy time, and then one really badass comes and kicks your ass. But that's kind of, you know, that's how D&D was. You know, the DM's watching you wade through all the goblins, so what do? The goblin champion comes forward! And it's a slightly harder fight. You know? Unless you're a mage, then you're always the first to die. I need that as a song, though. I've seen the video of that, which is funny, but I need to get that as an MP3. Nico-chan has finally realized that LTS is fucking sex. Duh. I like LTS energy. It's great. And now she has a shill and she needs a towel because it makes her drippy in the pants. Thank you! Thank you, thank you. Come on now, goblins are never hard. It is when you're playing on a Neverwinter Nights server that when everybody bitched the goblins were too easy, you made them harder. And then you came back and played a lot again, going, "Dear God, what was I thinking?" No, I was playing last night. Here's a great story. Neverwinter Nights. I'm playing last night, and it's myself, a level 4 triple class hybrid spell sword compilation type thing, and this very strong dwarven cleric. Okay, now, I'm playing a mage. I currently have no spells. So I'm running around on the very peripheral of this entire battle, plinking with a crossbow. Okay? The spell sword is basically being chased by 4 gnolls, because she has like 2 hit points left and is out of healing scrolls. So the dwarf is wading through the gnolls with the magically enhanced axe, flaming axe, kill, 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 kill. Now, the one gnoll who is the leader of this whole mess looks over the cliff that he's standing on, you know, because we're trying to get Durham to kill the leader of the gnolls. Okay, yeah, just wait, all right. And he looks, and he sees dwarf, flaming axe, slaughtering his minions, the spell sword, running around like crazy, because she can't heal herself, and she's basically killing time until the dwarf can come help her. And the mage plinking with a crossbow at anything that moves us way far away so he won't get hunted himself. He has no spells. He's used up all his spells. Who do you shoot the fireball at? Who do you shoot the fireball at? The dwarf who's killing everything, the spell sword who's running from everything, or the mage with a crossbow that's doing like 1d4 damage? Who do you throw the fireball at? Correct, the mage. Because the mage always has to be the first one to die. I kid you not. I watched this thing shoot this fireball. It flies over the dwarf, who is maybe 3 steps away from killing it, and nukes me. And I'm going, "You have got to be kidding me," as I lay there bleeding. And so then he had, like, anxiety attacks the rest of the day. "I'm going to paint a red and white bullseye right here on my chest. It'll make the target practice even better since..." No, don't kill the dwarf, which is slaughtering everything. Kill the mage, who can't do anything to you. Jeez. It was great. Yes, the mage. He's always the first to die. I need that as a song. There's a song on it. It's always the first to die, and it's about mages, and they said it with... I think they did it with EverQuest, to EverQuest video, and it's quite funny. Hawksmore sends me a link to the info on the monster variants. That's cool, reading for me later on. The mage was clearly holding back his spells for a bigger threat. Yeah, I even had no physical buffs, and no defensive buffs, because, you know, I was out of spells. It was great. Zyphin says, hello. Slayer Balzer says, "Actually, I was kind of hoping to finish this run in 7 days so I could start a hardcore run on the next Mysticality Day. I finished my last tier run in 7 days and think I'm on par to do the same." Oh, get a gnomish skill. Tiger 1, yay. Slayer Balzer says, "I'm on day 4 and I'm set to get out of the run at the end of my adventures today." Cool. So, yes, so the mage, always the first to die. Nivik says, "Yay, hell, get in my belly." No, get in my hammock. And I, again, have oh so many questions. I'm going to play a song. Yes, yes. And promptly, what happened after the fireball hit? He died from the dwarf with the flaming axe. I kid you not. Fireball goes, cleave. I'm like, oh, this sucks. Yay, Hapless checking in. Woo! It was hilarious. When is Never Went on Ice 2 coming out? Sometime in the fall, maybe. I have a little Billy Idol for you. We'll come back. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. And Tiger's putting in right now to win his 12th major golf championship. Which is pretty nifty watching this, you know? I don't know. People just don't like Tiger. And I'm like, you know what? I like it. It's good. He's done great things for the world of golf. He's wins two after his father passes away, and it's a good story. It's a great story. You know. I don't know. PGA comes to Tulsa next year. I'm like, sweet. That's actually close to me. I could go watch that. Let's see here. Looking for any questions. Gleep says, with the new smithing goodies, how good is super advanced meat smithing on the list of steel clubber skills? It is actually, for the characters who have had time before NS13, I still say a tier 2, late tier 2, early tier 3 and type skill. It's important, but not immediately important. You still want to deal with getting food first. However, though, you need to get those basic smithing skills down pretty quick. I would say if you've established yourself and you can make your own food and you can get decent drops and you have good attack setups, get smithing and crafting skills now. Get them now because you're going to need them. Seriously, you will. You will need them. Ways you can make meat as well. Just find the item that nobody's making and make some of them. Questions go to teacher's assistant, which is 1005959. And, oh boy, I have nothing to talk about, which is so bad. This is why this show is iffy. See, that's the thing. I need to somehow talk to Jake and see if he can do, like, a system message for me sometimes. That would be cool, because, you know, system message, BAM! Then people could come in and tell me, you don't know anything! You know nothing! Thank you! Glad that I know nothing! Whee! People stole from me on this lovely game I play. Let's look. Siphon says, do you go to con like Gen Con or Dragon Con or Mid-South Con, and which do you think is the best? I don't really go to any of those. So I wouldn't know which one is the best. Rodanisha, what the hell? It's frightening. Oh, boy. You know, I should probably just, like, find a song, play it, hand over to Haplo, and be done with this show, because this is just delusional, just mentality. It is. It's just kind of been... because, you know, things got delayed, nice thunderstorms, damaging things everywhere. There, Junior Reactor, it's 7 minutes. I'm going to do that. We'll check here with Haplo. Because, yeah. This show is an utter and complete wash. A Texas song. Kiwi, you're asking a born and bred Arkansan to play a song about Texas? I might could play Yellow Rose of Texas. That might be if I don't have that. If it has anything to do with the University of Texas, God, no. Because I would have to edit the song. But yeah, alright. Haplo says good, so I'm playing a long song. Little Junior Reactor, I'm out of here. This debacle of a show today. Catch y'all Tuesday. Bye-bye.